Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha. That's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Daled. And the pasuk says, "Vahikivay Avram Mitzrayim." And it was when Avram came to Mitzrayim, "Vayira Mitzrayim Eso Isha Kiyafa Himaid." Mitzrayim saw the woman that she was very beautiful. Let's just say Rashi Pasuk Yud Daled over here. "Vahikivay Avram Mitzrayim." Ha'ilo Yilemer Kivay Am Mitzrayim. Should have said when they got to Mitzrayim. Why does it say that when Avram got to Mitzrayim, as if Sarah wasn't there? Elima, this teaches us Shehitman Oisabateva that he hid her in a box so they wouldn't see her. But since they demanded the customs tax. Paschu v'ro, I saw they opened the box and they saw her. So back to Chumash Pasuk Tazvav, Vayiru I saw Sari Paroi, and the ministers of Paroi saw her, Vayhalu I saw Paroi, and they praised her to Paroi, Vaytukach Isha Beis Paroi, and the woman was taken to the house of Paroi. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazvav, Vayhalu I saw Paroi, Hiluha Benehem Loimar, they praised her among them, saying, Hagun Zulamelach, this one is fitting for the king. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin, Ula Avram Hetiv Bahavura, and to Avram they treated him well because of her, Vayhilay, and so he got Sainu Bakar Vachamarim, flocks, cattle, and donkeys, Vavad Mishvachas, slaves and maids. Servants, v'asaynu sugmalim and female donkeys and camels. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dezayin la Avram hetiv pare bavura. Pare gave Avram good things because of her. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayinaga Hashem as pare negayim gedaylim. Hashem afflicted pare with great strong afflictions. V'as beisay and his household al dvar Sarai ish Avram because of Sarai the wife of Avram. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin vayinaga Hashem struck them. What type of affliction did they get? What type of plague was it? B'makas rasa unlaka some sort of skin issue. Shetashmish kashaloi the tashmish hamita is hard for him and therefore he knew. That it must be that this woman was married because it was hard for him to have tashmish. Ves beisay kitargum aval enosh beisay. The pasuk had said al devar sarai because of sarai, so it really should have used the word biglal or some other word. Why specifically use the word devar? So Rashi tells us al pi diburo is based off of her word, based off of her command, her instruction. Ameris lamalach, she would tell the malach hach hit them vuhumaka and he would hit them. Back to chumash pasuk yudches. Vayikra pari la Avram and pari called Avram vayyom and he said mazay sasisali what did you do to me? Lamalai gadhili kishtachahi why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Lama marta chaisihi why did you say that she's my sister, so I took her for me as a wife. And now, here's a wife, take her and go. And Pare instructed men over him, and meaning over Avram, and he sent him forth, and his wife, and everything that he had. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yotes. So Pare told him, take her and go. Like Avimelech, it's not like what Avimelech had told him, behold, my land is in front of you, you can stay. Pare told him, you have to leave. Why is that? He told him, you have to go, you're not allowed to stay. Because in Mitzrayim they're steeped in immorality. Shenemar says Vizir Masusim Zirmasam. So this is not a good place for you. Rashi Pasuk Chaf Vaitzav Olav means Aloy Daisav because of him L'Shaychel L'Shamray. That's to send him and to watch over him. Vayshalchu Kitargumai Valviu and they escorted him. Back to Chumash Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Vayal Avram Mitzrayim and Avram went up from Mitzrayim. Hu Veishta V'Chal Shaloi him his wife and everything that he had. V'Light Imai and Light was also with him. Hanegba to the south. V'Avram Kaved Ma'id and Avram was very lad and down. B'Mikna with flocks. B'Kesu B'Azov with silver. And with gold. And he continued on his journey from Negev until Beis El until the place that his tent was there originally and between Beis El and Ai to the place of the Mizbech that he had made there originally and Avram had called there in the name of Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. He went up to the south. He went up to go to the south of Eretz Yisrael. Like it says previously, that he continually journeyed towards the south. Now, when he was going from Mitzrayim to Canaan, so he's going from the south to the north, because Mitzrayim is to the south of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, he was kaved ma'ed, ton masayis, he was very lad and down. Rashi, he went on his journeys, when he returned from Mitzrayim to the land of Canaan, he stayed in the same hotels, in the same places where he stayed on his way to Mitzrayim. This teaches you the proper mode of conduct. A person shouldn't change his hosts. He shouldn't stay in a different place every time. He should try to stay in the same place along his journeys. Another understanding is on his way back, he paid all his debts that he incurred on the way there. Once again, Rashi says that Mitzrayim is in the south of Eretz Canaan. And Pasuk Dalet and Rashi says that Avram had called over there in the name of Hashem. V'gam Yishlamru could also say Vayikra Sham Achshav B'Shem Hashem. He also called out in the name of Hashem right then when he got there on his return to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the third Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.